The second Coronavirus Relief Act, passed by Congress in December, includes $284 billion more dollars for businesses hurt in the pandemic. The basic idea remains the same: pass money to businesses so they can keep paying workers. But the bill has expanded eligibility for the loans to include nonprofits and live venues and cultural institutions, which have been struggling due to pandemic-forced closures.
I'm glad the second jar is coming around because we need it again.
Clark Behag, the senior area manager for the Small Business Administration, says the SBA is being more methodical with the opening of this round of the Paycheck Protection Program.
Businesses will soon have an opportunity to get a second draw on their PPP, but we're still waiting on SBA and U.S. Treasury to open up the application process.
The money coming to Alaska will be disbursed soon through some local banks. But for now, the Small Business Administration wants employers to get ready. What the new loans cover has expanded.
Payroll costs, interest and mortgage obligation, rent obligation, and utility payments were the original forgivable expenses. They added operations expenditure, property damage costs, supplier costs, and worker protection expenditures to those lists of forgivable expenses.
Behag has been offering an online question and answer session every Wednesday afternoon through the Alaska Small Business Development Center. Registration is through their website, AKSBDC, and we'll post that link on the KUAC radio news page. He says he wants people to understand the program and take advantage of it because he gets a personal payback.
The satisfaction I get is talking to small businesses that I've assisted in the first draw. They come back, oh yeah, we got our PPP loan approved. So despite all the stress, the program worked and people were able to keep their employees on payroll.
In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.